Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. I'm going to list some cholim, some sick yidden, but I'm going to put like the three or four or five on top who are very, very sick. If you can please down for Boluch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Boluch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya, he's very, very sick. The Chalban is a Mekubah from Eretz Yisrael, also very sick. Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel, also very sick. Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feiga, also very, very sick. And we'll still list the other cholim now also. Yehuda ben Shifra, Shemayahu Yosef Nisin ben Batya, Shemayahu Yosef Nisin ben Batya, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Feiga Bracha, Moshe Dov ben Feiga Bracha, Rachel Bas Ilana, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sarah, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sarah, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora, Baruch Bender Bennett ben Cyril, Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Kalman ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Avraham Yishiyahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. If you can please dive for all these cholim are some of them very sick. Moshe Yehuda ben Yehudit. But those first cholim I mentioned are very, very sick. Good for all of them, but the first one are very, very sick. This week's parsha is Parshas Korach. So Moshe Feinstein's Asal says, what did Korach do wrong? You know, he learned Torah, he just put, you know. So Moshe Feinstein says, Vayikach Korach. Korach took the Torah the way he wanted it. He mis-explained the Torah. He didn't explain the Torah correctly. And that's why he took Vayikach Korach. Korach took the Torah his way. And that's why, you know, he unfortunately started falling. B'nei Yisachar said another beautiful word. It's a Vayikach Korach, but the Torah doesn't tell us what he took. Rashi says that either he took that he was related to Shmuel HaNavi, or he took 250 people to be with him. So B'nai Yisachar said, why doesn't the Torah tell me that? The Torah should tell me that's what he took. So B'nai Yisachar said, because those were acts of covered, of honor. What the Torah is telling you, when you take honor, when you try to grab honor, you try to grab covered, you get nothing from it. And that's why Yikach Korach. The Torah doesn't say what he took, because he got nothing. He was running after covered. He was running after honor, after glory. But when you run after that, you get nothing. The Walag said a different word. Yikach Korach. Yikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Bekas ben Levi. Korach could have been tremendous. He came from Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. He came from tremendous, tremendous lineage. But Yikach Korach, Korach took himself out of that lineage. He removed himself from that lineage, and that's why you can say he started to fall. But if he would have done the opposite, he could have been tremendous Eved Hashem. Vassinaman, who's a Rav in Brooklyn, he said, beautiful word also, he said, Yaakov Avinu asked, please don't mention my name there. Please don't mention my name with Korach. And it's, I think Rav Sinaman told me, Gemar Chagiga, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov never died. So what's pshat? So a cinnamon says it's a chassid shvor, but it's beautiful. And he said all chassid shvors are beautiful. All of them are beautiful. This one's beautiful also. I'm just saying they're all beautiful. Yisrael chata, avapi Yisrael chata, Yisrael chata. Even though a Jew sins, he's still a Jew. So a cinnamon explains that because every Jew has a piece of Yaakov Avinu in them. That part of Yaakov doesn't sin. That part of Yaakov is always pure. But Yaakov Avinu that saw Korach going off the Derech Hashem, going off the Derech HaTorah Mitzvahs, Yaakov Avinu said, "Please don't put my name with him. I don't want anyone to think that the part of Yaakov and Korach is still going to be pure. It's going to be tahor. Because the way he's, because the derech he's going to be even impure, he's even tumadik. My, he's going to schmutz up the Yaakovino him, and that's why Yaakovino said, don't put me with him. The Maram Sofer is a different vort. He said, you know, Yaakov and Esav fought, but Yaakov fought because first of all, Rivka told him to do it, but also Yaakov was doing for the sake of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, sake of Torah mitzvahs, and the sake of Klal Yisrael, sake of the Jewish people. That's why what Yaakov did was with Esav. Yaakov was doing totally l'shem shemayim, but here Yaakov saw that Korach was not doing l'shem shemayim. Korach was causing just pure machlokes. That's why Yaakov said, "Please don't associate my name with him, because I don't want anyone to think that Korach is walking in my footsteps." No, no, no. I was doing totally l'shem shemayim for the sake of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's doing it for the sake of machlokes. No, please don't put my name with him. Vashechta from Skokie Yeshiva in Illinois. I think you called me the Strick of a Rebbe. The Strick of a Rebbe. Beautiful Rashi. The Strick of a Rebbe says it's a beautiful Rashi. Pasha Zu, Yafe Nedreshe B'Midrash. Midrash Rabbah. Rashi saying this Pasha is great to Darshan, is great to Darshan in the Midrash. And Strick of a Rebbe, Vashechta told me this from the name of Strick of a Rebbe lives in Bnei Brak. He said that that Yafe is the same numerical value of how many psukim in Korach. There's 95 psukim in Korach, and that's gematria of Yafeh. The Strick of Rebbe said, there's a gemara that says, if you darshan something, if you come up with a chiddush, you should keep it. Let's say you come up, I'm making a fake chiddush, let's say you come up with a chiddush, you should not eat any corned beef. So then you shouldn't eat corned beef. I mean, it's a fake example, but if you darshan that, then you don't eat corned beef. But he says, that's what Rashi's saying. This Pasha is only good for darshaning. Don't think this Pasha you should learn from. You should not learn from machlokas. You should not learn from fighting and arguing. That's what Rashi and Pasha Zu Nedrasha. This Pasha is just good for darshaning. B'medrash Rabbah, Rashi's saying that. That's a Sugar Rebbe thing. This Pasha is just good for darshaning, but not to keep it. Don't keep machlokas. But Tzvi Kukulovsky from Yushalayim Ir HaKadosh, another beautiful word. Quoted a Zohar Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh said, what's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach? He said, the numerical value of Hevel. He said, that's the difference, Hevel. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu's numerical value of his name, the gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu's name is 345. Hevel is 37. So you take 37 or 335, that's 308. That's the same numerical value of Korach. So the same gematria as Korach. But he said that's the difference. Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu has a hey in the end of his name, Hevel. Moshe Rabbeinu viewed himself as he's nothing. Hevel of Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu viewed as he's nothing. And that's why you can just say it on. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, I think in Parsha Shema said, Ma, what am I? Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why his name starts in there. Moshe Rabbeinu viewed himself as nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu was an incredible, humble person, incredible enough. But Koach was like Cain. You know, remember Cain was upset that Hevel bought a better korban. Korach could not handle that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were doing, you know, it might have been better than Eved Hashem. He couldn't handle it. And he was too ambitious. He was doing something that he should not be doing. And that's what brought down his downfall. The Kotzker Rebbe says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach and his Ada and his congregation, all you guys are doing is asking for kahuna. That's all you're asking is asking for kahuna. I think mevakshim kahuna. The Kotzker Rebbe said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, all you're doing is asking. You're not doing any actions. You're not doing any masim to show that you really want it. You're not learning the halachas of kahuna. You're not trying to come to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash to see how the kohanim work. All you're doing is asking for it. That doesn't really show you really want it. Then what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is based partly on what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Walag. So we know then is Aaron brings Ketores to stop the Magefa. So what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says the Ketores has good spices and bad spices. So and we know that unfortunately what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said a Magefa, a plague happens because people Yidden are speaking Lashon Hara, speaking bad about each other. So the Walag said, if you look carefully, Aaron first put the fire in the pan and then the ketores. The Walag said the fire represents Torah. There's like the fire of Torah. So what Aaron and Moshe are telling Klai Yisrael, put the eyeglasses of Torah. Put Torah and mitzvahs in yourself. Put kedush in yourself. And then they lit the ketores. Like when Moshe finds this out, said the ketores has good and bad. When you learn and live Torah, then you'll only look good upon Yidden. You'll only look good upon Yidden. You will not look bad on any Yid. The Ragachavu Rebbe says, why did Korach and all his property have to be destroyed? So the Ragachavu Zatzal says, because it was like an Iranidachas. Iranidachas were the city of Yidden, and they do Avodah Zarah. So the whole city has to be wiped out, and even their property has to be wiped out. So if Yehuda Frankel, who lives in Brooklyn, he connected Yeshiva Gedolah, five towns, he said, a viewer for what? So he said, so what does it have to do with Korach? Korach wasn't doing Avodah Zarah. So Yehuda Frankel said they were doing a form of Avodah Zarah. You know, right before this year, we say, V'yaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdo. If you're not going to believe in Moshe as a leader, then you're not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a form of Avodah Zarah. And that's why Korach and his property had to be destroyed. Then it said, well, Yehuda Frankel said another beautiful, why did the Ada, the 250 people, why did they have to be swallowed up by fire? A simple word, this is not a Yehuda Frankel, but a simple word is that, you know, since they caused Machlokas, Machlokas is like a fire. So fire, Mida Kenegi Mida, get destroyed by fire. But Yehuda Frankel said another beautiful word. He said, we know by Nav and Aviyu they were killed by an Esh Zara. Because Nav and Aviyu did something they weren't supposed to do. So that's what Hashem is telling these 250 people. You're doing something you're not supposed to do. And therefore, you're gonna have to kill the strange way, like by a fire that came out of the blue, to teach you and teach Christ, so you don't go beyond your boundaries. Well, I think it is based on what Moshe Feinstein that's all. I think what Moshe Feinstein that's all said is, I said last year, but I thought it was a beautiful word. Why did Korach and Dasan Aviram why did they have to get killed by the earth opening up? Why couldn't they all die of heart attacks? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, that's all I said, I think, because they all would have died of heart attacks over, like, you know, over like an aneurysm. You might have said, it's just not, they just happened to die that way. But they're really correct. Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong. And if they would have died that way, Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, that's all I believe, then you would have thought that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, and therefore it's going to ruin the Messiah, the traditions we have. Don't forget the first parak, the first Mishnah, the first Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Masal Yoshua. But if Korach would have died in like what looks like a natural death, then you would have had a suffix on Moshe Rabbeinu and the whole Messiah, even to this day. That's why he had to die the way he did. To prove Hashem is telling Klai, he saw the Jewish people, then is telling us today. Moshe is correct and the Messiah is correct. Korach is wrong, and that's why he had to die the way he did. The last word I think is Toas Avos. I believe Toas Avos, that's one of the Slanim Rebbe's. It said when the earth opened up, it said the Yidden ran and ran to their voices. So Toas Avos, I believe, said, what was their voices? Their voices were Tshuva, Torah, and Tefillah. When they saw the incredible way that Korach and Dasan Aviram and their houses got killed, then they realized, oh my goodness, we got to do tshuva. We got to learn Torah. We got to dive into Hashem. That's the way they died. That's the way they died. That's the way they went. That means they ran to the voices. I hope everyone's enjoyed the Vodach. I'd like to wish you a beautiful Shabbos. Before I tell you about the halachas, talking about Lashon Hara, I'll just tell you an incredible story. There's a prestigious yeshiva in Gateshead. An incredible yeshiva in Gateshead. And there were three bachim. They were playing a game chasing each other. So one of the bachim ran into the library and locked the door. So someone knocked on the door, and the bach inside the library goes, I'm not opening up. Because he thought, the guy's playing the game with him. And the guy goes, can you please open the door? He goes, I'm not opening up. I know it's you. Let's say make a fake name. I know it's you, Reuven. I know it's you, Yehuda. I know it's you, Shimon. And he goes, no, this is Rav Avram Gewurzschlit. Rav Avram Gewurz is a Roshiva Gateshead. And Reuven, the guy in the library, goes, no, I know it's not you. I know you're playing a game on me. And then he goes, maybe it's Rav Avram Gewurz. Maybe it is. So he opened the door slightly, and he saw it's Rav Avram Gewurz. But you want to hear the greatness of Rav Avram Gewurz? He covered his eyes so you wouldn't see the Bacha who was, in order not to embarrass him. And the Bacha said, I think he said five years later when he left the yeshiva, he goes, if Rav Avram Gewurz Shlita did not cover his eyes and look straight at me, I would have left the yeshiva right away. I've been so embarrassed. But you see the greatness of Rav Avram Gewurz Shlita. He covered up his eyes in order not to embarrass him. So Kavachomer, we not speak Lashon Hara, we shouldn't speak bad about a fellow Yid. We should realize how much damage it can cause. I'm going to tell you the halachas. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rabbi Ribiat, who wrote the famous 39 Malachas Sefer, 39 Malachas Sefer, Rabbi Ribiat is from Muncie. So he said in the summer you can put sunscreen on. You can put sunscreen. You can with a spray. You can spray sunscreen on your body. And he said if it's very thin liquid, like very thin, you can smear it into your skin, not a problem. And Rabbi Ribiat said, let's say there's a bug that falls on your hand. So Rabbi Ribiat said you can flick it, but don't flick it hard because if we're talking about if it's on Shabbos Kodesh. He said don't flick it hard, but you can flick it because you shouldn't kill it. Or Rabbi Ribiat said you can technically push it into a cup, but Rabbi Ribiat says make sure the cup is not fully covered because you have to let him be able. Because if fully covered, you're over hunting, you're over tzayid. So you should leave it open that he can technically escape, and then you can run out with the cup and put him outside in the grass. We're talking with his name, of course. I'd like to wish everyone a Gevaldik Shabbos, and I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.